Coming up on this episode of By Kids For Kids Storytime, Snotbeard discovers that he can make music with rocks.
That is so cool,
said Troller.
Let me try.
Snotbeard, Troller, and Grumblegut decide to form a band, and Wizzlethorpe suggests a name for them.
The Boulder Bashers.
Ooh.
And then they perform for all the creatures of Majimajura.
The Boulder Bashers, hear us roar, louder than thunder, shaking the throne.
But first, let's hear who the superstars are in this episode.
My name is Gia, I'm 9 years old, I live in Canada, and I like swimming and reading Harry Potter.
My name is Jude, and I'm from Ireland, and I'm 6 years old. I like cycling and playing with Lego, and my favorite thing is listening to By Kids For Kids Storytime stories.
My name is Zara. I'm 8 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I like nature.
My name is Elijah. I am 8 years old. I live in Pennsylvania, and I like to play Among Us.
Well done, kids. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like to sing along with the music in this episode, the lyrics are in the podcast show notes. Let's get on with the story.
The Rock Concert. In the heart of the enchanted land of Majimajura, within a cave as dark as a moonless night, lived Grumblegut the Ogre, Troller the Troll, and Snotbeard the Giant. Their slimy home was filled with the stench of their favorite disgusting foods. One lazy afternoon, as Troller and Grumblegut were trying to decide whether pickled dragon toenails tasted better than fermented beetle shells, a distant crashing noise interrupted their conversation.
What in the world of warty witches was that?
Grumblegut exclaimed, his voice echoing through the cave like thunder.
There's got to be Snotbeard playing with his rocks again at Calamity Canyon.
Troller replied, barely containing her excitement as she accidentally let loose a particularly gooey sneeze, adding another layer of slime to their already slippery cave floor. Curiosity getting the better of them, they set off towards the source of the noise. At the Calamity Canyons, the ground shook. Snotbeard was practicing his mighty boulder shatter. He was throwing rock after rock, and interestingly, each rock was making a different sound. As Grumblegut and Troller arrived,
"Hey Snotbeard, what are you doing?"
Grumblegut bellowed, intrigued by the musical chaos.
"I'm making music with rocks,"
Snotbeard exclaimed, his face lighting up as he picked up another boulder and sent it crashing to the ground, filling the canyon with a deep, resonant boom.
"Each one sings a different tune when I smash it. Listen to this one."
"That is so cool,"
said Troller.
"Let me try."
She hurled another rock, which made an even more interesting sound.
"Wow!"
they said together. Enthralled by the discovery that rocks could sing, the trio spent the rest of the day experimenting with different types of stones, creating sounds that could only be described as uniquely magical.
"We should share this with everyone. Imagine a concert right here in Majimajura,"
Troller exclaimed, her eyes gleaming with the thought of a party. They all agreed and gathered an assortment of the most melodious rocks they could find and made their way back to the village to spread the word for their upcoming concert. News of their plan quickly reached Wizzlethorpe the Wizard.
"So, you guys are in a band,"
he said carelessly.
"Yep."
said Snotbeard.
I don't suppose you need a manager?
Said Wizzlethorpe.
What's that?
Asked Troller. Wizzlethorpe winked and said,
You'll see. First, you need a name.
He pondered for a moment and then clicked his fingers and said,
The Boulder Bashers.
Ooh,
said the others.
Leave this to me. This will be a spectacle, the likes of which Magi Majora has never seen.
He began casting spells.
Magic creatures, big and small, come and help us decorate all with ogres' laughs and trolls' roars. Let's make this stage a monster's galore.
As Wizzlethorpe spoke the spell, sparkles of colorful light filled the air. Shadows danced and twisted, forming into shapes of silly monsters that giggled and grinned. Giant wiggly vines sprouted from the ground, twisting around the stage like playful snakes. They were covered in fuzzy moss and dotted with glowing mushrooms that lit up the night. Then, bursts of sparkling fireworks shot up from the ground, painting the sky with bright colors. As the smoke from the fireworks cleared, a gentle mist rolled in, wrapping the stage in a soft, glowing haze. By the time the sun began to set, Wizzlethorpe had transformed the village square. The band, now called the Boulder Bashers, decided their costumes needed to be as crazy as their music. Wizzlethorpe dressed Grumblegut in a suit of armor made from oversized mushrooms, each one releasing a cloud of spores with every belly slap, creating a fog around him that smelled suspiciously like old cheese. Troller got a gown made entirely of spiderwebs, which had a tendency to collect bugs from the night sky. Snotbeard, not to be outdone, wore a colorful cloak made of ruby chirper feathers and a pair of purple high-heeled boots. As night came, the square filled with creatures of all shapes and sizes, drawn by the promise of something new and exciting. Wizzlethorpe, serving as the master of ceremonies, took to the stage with a flare, his hat's propeller spinning so fast it threatened to lift him off the ground.
Ladies, gentlemen, and mystical beings of Magi Majora,
he announced, his voice amplified by a spell that made it boom across the village.
Prepare yourselves for something unlike anything you've seen or heard before. Behold, the Boulder Bashers!
The concert began with Grumblegut's belly slap. The sound so deep and resonant, it set the tone for the entire show. Snotbeard followed, his boulders creating a symphony of crashes and booms that vibrated through the ground. Troller added her sneeze squirts just at the right moment, providing a squishy percussion that was surprisingly catchy. Then they began to sing.
We're the Boulder Bashers, big and bold, rocking and rolling, never growing old.
With Troller's sneeze and Snotbeard smash, and Grumblegut's belly, we make a splash.
We're the Boulder Bashers, hear us roar, louder than thunder, shaking the floor.
With rocks and boulders,
never stop. Join the party, rock.
From the Calamity Canyons, make our sound.
Shaking the mountains all around.
So grab your rocks, stop. stomp your feet.
Join in the fun. Feel the beat with the boulder bashing. Hear us roar. Louder than thunder. Shaking the floor.
With rocks and boulders we'll never stop. Join the party. Rock, rock, rock.
The villagers went wild. They danced and sang along throughout the evening. As the final note rang out, the crowd erupted in cheers. They chanted,
"We want more! We want more! We want more!"
Wizzlethorpe leapt back onto the stage.
What an extraordinary performance! Well done! But one important question remains. What shall we call this groundbreaking new music?
The crowd grew silent. The band huddled together and whispered to each other. Then Snotbeard stepped forward, his voice carrying over the crowd.
Since it's music that's made from rocks, we decided to call it rock music.
The crowd cheered their agreement.
Rock music it is,
Wizzlethorpe declared, his hat spinning wildly.
Who wants another song?
Trolla shouted, and the crowd went wild. And that was how rock music was born in Magi Majora.
When the boulder bashes, big and bold, rocking and rolling, never growing old.
With Trolla's sneeze and Snotbeard smash and Gumball.
Quiz time! Question 1. Who are the main friends in the story? A. A wizard, an ogre, and a troll. B. Grumblegut the ogre, Trolla the troll, and Snotbeard the giant. C. Snotbeard, a wizard, and a dragon. D. Trolla, Grumblegut, and a wizard. Question 2. Why did Grumblegut and Trolla leave their cave? A. To find food. B. To look for treasure. C. Because they heard a loud noise. D. To go swimming. Question 3. What big idea did the friends have after playing with the rocks? A. To build a castle. B. To start a garden. C. To throw a party. Or D. To make a rock museum. Question 4. Who helped to make the concert super special? A. Grumblegut with his loud laugh. B. Snotbeard with his big boots. C. Trolla with her spiderweb dress. Or D. Wizzlethorpe the wizard with magic lights and decorations. Question 5. What name did the friends give to their music? A. Loud music. B. Cave music. C. Rock music. Or D. Magic music. And the answers. The answer to question 1 was B. Grumblegut the ogre, Trolla the troll, and Snotbeard the giant. The answer to question 2 was C, because they heard a loud noise. Question 3, the answer was C, to throw a big party. Question 4, the answer was D, Wizzlethorpe the wizard with magic lights and decorations. And question 5, the answer was C, rock music. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.